All the natural are types of spiritual. Like we have good food that we eat at the table, it's a type of the good food that we eat from the Word. See? Amen. It's just a type. It's the outward expression, the physical part of the spiritual part, which means more to us than the physical part. See? But now take, for instance, what if a man that knows about sunshine and it's shining, and then he just refuses to acknowledge that sunshine. He said, I just don't believe it. And he goes down into his basement and shuts the door. And just refuses to know the sun's shining. I do not believe it. Someone said, oh, it's warm. It's healthy. The people who live in the sunshine has color and they're healthier if they live in the sunshine. I do not believe it. He'd say, just shut himself in. Now, that man is in a pitiful condition. There's something wrong with his mental powers if a man does that. And if a man will shut himself from God's spiritual sunshine, there's something wrong with his spiritual condition.
Amen.
For when a man refuses to walk in the leading of the good God, like our God, who is our comfort and our strength, and to live in His sunshine is spiritual growth. It's spiritual strength to live in His sunshine, the shining of His glory. Why, it's the greatest privilege that we have to live under the sunlight of God's glory.
Amen.
Look at the good, healthy Christians. Take the man or the woman that would put himself down into some cellar and would not see the sunshine, the natural sunshine that God has provided for him. But he refuses to believe it. And because of selfishness, he shuts himself off. That man will soon become anemia. He will become pale. He won't have good strength. He won't have health. And he'll soon, because that he has shut himself off from the very privilege that God gave him.
Amen.
That's right. He did it willfully. Then if we shut ourselves off from the glory of God, from the baptism of the Holy Ghost, for the fellowship of the Spirit, the first thing you know, we become pale, sickly Christians. Our experience is growing out dim. And when the great trials come, we shrink and go back. It takes that soldier who's lived in the sunlight of God. It takes that spirit who knows God, where there's not a wave of doubt that can stand in the midst of trouble and cry out, my Redeemer liveth.
Hallelujah.
That's it. See?